Israeli airstrikes hit multiple targets in the Gaza Strip, but Palestinian militants continued firing rockets at southern Israel, targeting the town of Sderot. The stepped-up Israeli attacks followed the death of an Israeli man late Wednesday. Israeli government spokesman David Baker says Israel will not tolerate the continued rocket attacks.
The current situation in which Israeli towns and cities are hit with daily barrages is untenable for Israel, one that we will not accept.
Speaking in Tokyo, where he is on a state visit, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said the rocket attacks could affect contacts with moderate Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's government. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who met with Mr. Olmert in Tokyo, said the rocket attacks need to stop. She blamed Hamas militants for starting the problem by seizing power in Gaza last year when they ousted Mr. Abbas's Fatah forces from the territory. Rice is due to visit Israel and the Palestinian territories next week in an effort to get Israelis and Palestinians to make some progress in peace talks. Speaking in Jerusalem on Thursday, Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Malki criticized the rocket attacks by Palestinian militants, but he also called on Israel to lift its blockade of Gaza.
These stupid missiles being really launched, firecrackers, but, you know, at the end, you know, they have killed Israeli civilians. We condemn this clearly, openly, straightforwardly. But at the same time, also we condemn all these Israeli incursions into Gaza, killing Palestinian civilians, destroying their houses, preventing them from having normal life. This situation should end. But first of all, the siege, the blockade, should be lifted.
Al-Malki also expressed growing pessimism about the peace talks with Israel. He says there has been no progress since last November's Annapolis Mideast Peace Conference, and Palestinians are coming to believe the talks will fail. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.